Welcome to America, where you can dream as long as you can breathe. You can be the motherfucking president of the United States or get murdered right on these streets. Welcome to
the
America.
Sins of the father, my pop gave me to suffer. The friends I will follow was crack babies and hustlers. It's still sharp and still in the block. Made me a cutler. My pen is from the future, like Octavia Butler. My grandmother's suture, the flag from bloody cotton. The fruits of her labor, alas, already rotten. My man said, Joe, it's crazy how fast that we forgotten that we used to pull boxes and plows like we were oxen and cows without an option. And now with this glorious, victorious story, only pitch for me to shut it down. They sold some of us down the rivers. It's such a broad level of fraud, I get the shivers. It's insidious and it's always been hideous. I had to tread water and run, be amphibious. They do you so dirty for one. Yo, what's cleanliness? It make you wanna let off a gun into the emptiness life.
Reach now, lover.
Yeah, I'm ill-fated and hated, I'm hella melanated. Blackness is my religion, to that I'm dedicated. I follow the laws of nature by which I'm regulated. The universe, my university, I'm educated. This one is for my very revolutionaries out here keeping it 100, even though the truth is heavy. Who stand firmly and see their life as a journey, the either God or the gurney. My public defender firmly told it to district attorney in a turbulent trial. They told me that time is master, well I'm serving it now. Tell my family I'll be making my return in a while, and every symbol of oppression I be burning.
Welcome to America, where you can dream as long as you can breathe. You can be the motherfucking president of the United States, get murdered right on these streets. Welcome to America, land of the brave and home of the free. You can be a saint or a sinner or a billionaire.
Live from the plantation, this is Max Parthas. I regret to inform you today that the brothers who normally host the program are in the middle of a National Freedom Movement conference call, and they're handling that right now, so they won't be able to attend here today. So what I'm going to do is, if there's anybody calling from the inside or loved ones of people incarcerated that want to talk, I will open up the lines for a while, and if you want to say something, we'll give you that opportunity. I see I have a caller on right now. If you have something to say, state your name and comment. 3251. All right. Well, the number is 515. Oh, there you go. 3251. You're with us.
Oh, hey, Max.
Oh, it's Sean. Hey, Sean. All right. If you're listening and you're currently incarcerated or you're a family member of or formerly incarcerated and you want to say something, we'll hold the show on for as long as possible. 515-605-9814. If we don't get any callers, 515-605-9814. then we'll terminate the show early, and the brothers will be back next week. I do want to give an announcement. Abolition Today is one of the sponsors of this program, and this Sunday we'll have the great-great-great-grandniece of Harriet Tubman on Abolition Today with Yousef Son and Max Parthas at abolitiontoday.org, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You don't want to miss that conversation. A couple of weeks ago we had on the descendant of Frederick Douglass and Booker T. Washington, and this Sunday it will be the descendant of Harriet Tubman. And with Harriet Tubman Day being yesterday, we really look forward to it. Harriet Tubman was inducted into the Military Hall of Fame yesterday during the celebrations in her honor. Isn't that pretty awesome, Sean?
That's awesome, yeah.
No doubt. All right. Well, it doesn't look like we have any more callers or anybody's calling in. So I am not currently on the plantation. So for me to host the show would not be live from the plantation. It would be a lie from the plantation. So we're not going to do that. We would just keep supporting what the brothers and sisters are doing out there. Remember, you can listen to archives of Live from the Plantation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at abolitiontoday.org. Just go there and click any episode of Live from the Plantation. It is certainly a revolutionary, groundbreaking program. So groundbreaking that they're organizing so deeply that right now they have organizing conference call going on today in regards to parole. So these brothers and sisters are on their grind to get their freedom for themselves and everyone else who deserves it. All right. With that being said, unless you have something you want to say or promote, I'm going to go ahead and play a song and take us out. Nothing? Sean? All right.
No, I'm good. Actually,
all right,
I was talking about, I don't know if it's appropriate or not on this show, but I've been really concerned this week about hearing that Mumia Abdul-Jamal has contracted COVID, and so there's a campaign to get him treatment and hopefully a compassionate release.
Yes, let's hope so. It's been 40 years for an innocent
mm-hmm.
man behind bars who has
mm-hmm.
become a best-selling author and leader of movement throughout the globe. And his life is at risk now, and it's way past time for him to be set free. Compassion
mm-hmm.
did not just set him free. Simple
That's
as
true.
Right. We got to give him some time to run for president at least. You know? Can you imagine that in a few years? Mumia for president? I'm voting.
I know. He'd be younger than our past two presidents too and do a much better job.
Exactly. And I hope that he would do something like that. Get out and run for president. That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, with that being said, we wish well to Brother Mumia and hope that this is something that he can survive, as well as the many, many thousands of others who have been exposed to this disease, this plague, behind prison walls with no recourse to make a difference in their own safety and life at all, subject to the whims of others. And that's just how it goes when you have legalized slavery in your nation,
mm-hmm.
which we do. All right, we're going to take go ahead, Sean. Say what you're saying.
So this is the 1 year people have been talking to me about the 1 year anniversary. You know, no one's talking about how it's been affecting, you know, those incarcerated for this past year, or a lot of people aren't talking about that.
Right. The only thing I saw in the news recently is that they're saying that so many of the prisons have been widespread COVID that they've developed herd immunity, but they didn't say
mm-hmm.
what the price of that herd immunity was, and the price of
mm-hmm.
that was the lives of the inmates who died
right.
from COVID
mm-hmm.
to gain this herd immunity. What they did to the prisons is what Trump wanted to do to the whole country. Just let us, whoever was going to die until we all caught it and wouldn't have to
mm-hmm.
worry about catching it twice. But we did find
right.
out that you can catch this thing twice. People have
mm-hmm.
caught it twice. So even
mm-hmm.
her immunity is still uncertain. All
yeah,
right,
sorry.
Sean, I appreciate you joining me in here today. Sorry we don't have too much of a program, but
no worries.
we holding it down for him, and we'll see you again next week. We're going to take it out with a clip that we played on Abolition Today. It's from the film Crime and Punishment, a quote from there. It's a Hulu original documentary, and it's followed by Slave Catcher by Black Ram. Remember, every Thursday at 8 p.m., live from the plantation. And keep in mind where these brothers are at, so nothing is ever guaranteed. But you will certainly hear us this Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Abolition Today with Ernestine Tina Wyatt, the great-great-grandniece of Harriet Tubman. We'll talk to you then. Peace.
Abolition. Abolition.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do hereby pledge and declare uphold the Constitution of the United States as a police officer in the New York City Police Department to the best of my ability. So help me God. Congratulations.
Ready?
Jupiter, 46 A's, 12 B's and 16 C's. That's your activity for the year. Let me explain to you. Listen, Sandy, I have nothing against you. I really don't. But you need to catch up with everybody. You realize you have the worst activity in the patrol. You speak them a couple a month. You speak them more than that. But I'm all right with one a month. You understand what I'm saying?
When I go out there, I don't go out with number in my mind.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm not asking you to. But what I'm saying is, like, how can you not see something? As soon as you get in your car and you drive away, by the time you get to the corner, there's at least one person who did something wrong in front of you.
My understanding is that
I'm trying to explain to you, Sandy. You're not hearing. You gotta listen. You gotta look around you. Everybody else around you is moving a lot faster than you. You need to catch up with everybody.
I don't know.
So you can continue to fight it, but you don't want to go with it. It's up to you. Okay.
Yeah, go! Get it! Get on the ground! Get on the ground!
In this world, I don't know what is going on. Here, even is by biting non-corruption. System is things I've been taking on by the only man. I'm even wife and children at home there with no one. Them see we panic and I'm used around the phone line. Trying to find some work just to make it through the day. The mind that's true, we don't kick in the door at the phone line. System will do anything to make us a slave master. Got upon the road and say the man patrol. Slipping through the areas and find another soul. Them pockets keep bigger when things out of control. Them comfy take you away, cause you live your life so poor, yeah. A slave catcher is a man who works in Babylon. And from the streets just we pick him up a hustler man. Hoes, nigga, is the one who was the lucky dog that turned around us for me to lie. A slave catcher is the man who runs with Babylon. He roamed the streets just to pick him up a other man. Hoes, nigga, is the one who was the lucky dog that turned around us for me to like a slave man. You see them hoes, nigga, the ones we knew when we was growing up. Babylon paid them this, or them start grind like them stop knowing us. I tune them job this picture, say they are the one that's over us. Job only alone is the one that controls us. It's like them bars and jackets change the color of them skin. Rushing ready for peace and growth, who'd have been your own king? Deep and search through your skin like the name written thin. She wipe your little blinds like you're telling them to sin. You tell them both themselves, them want to lick you in a hurry. Find them, make your mind and turn your own gates and glory. And if you find out, they'll find you, so let them know worry. They cover for each other, so no one will need a story. Yeah, I say, God, I am the man who wants you, Babylon. He wants his peace to
Abolition. 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 Abolition.